It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
It has been a long time, David, since I've been a teen, but I still remember getting excited for school to start and getting new clothes. And I just think it's fun to find out what's hot, what's trendy, and what is happening.
I got to tell you, it hasn't been that long for me. We'll go with just a very short period. No, as all our listeners, you know, a lot of our listeners, we may have some school age, others have kids going back to school. And our guest today is an expert on this because Diana Madison is our guest. She was is the supervising producer and a host for Holly Scoop's syndicated television news magazine show. And this is cool. Right out of college, she went to work for Entertainment Tonight and then helped launch the TV show Insider. Have you ever watched that?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay. So we've got a famous guest on today. And one of my favorite things she says is her true passion is to follow the footsteps of her role model, Oprah Winfrey, in hopes of inspiring women all over the world. And I got to tell you, so I was excited to have her on today. And so, Diana, it's back to school time. And as we were just talking about, as kids, we all wanted to be cool and look good our first day back. But tell us, because of everything you do with celebrities and media, how do media influence what kids want to wear when they go back to school?
Well, you know, it's like reading a magazine and, you know, you see something really nice in there and you want to try it on yourself. It's the same thing with seeing celebrities, especially if teens are inspired by celebrities like Lady Gaga and Katy Perry or Selena Gomez. They're going to mimic and try to look like them. I don't know if you've ever been to a Taylor Swift concert, but every single person at a Taylor Swift concert looks like Taylor Swift. So, you know, they like dress up just like her. Or like, I remember back in my days, which was like, you know, 2 years ago, going to a Britney Spears concert, and everybody would dress up like Britney Spears. I would do my hair like her. I would wear the same type of outfits. And I remember when I was really, really young, which was 5 years ago, Madonna. I remember like dressing up like Madonna and wearing the lace skirts with the leggings. It's just part of what culture is. You always try to mimic and imitate your favorite, you know, icons.
It's funny. I was about to say, I was in high school when Madonna was huge. Early to mid 80s. And I never got into it, but I did like her, but I noticed all the lace gloves and the whole nine yards. So what are you seeing today? You mentioned Selena Gomez and Lady Gaga. Hopefully no one's walking around wearing that meat costume.
No meat, thank goodness, but PETA would not be happy with that. But, you know, some trends that actually were really big in the 80s are coming back now, and it's bigger than ever. You know, one trend is hair braids, especially the side hair braids where, you know, like the left side of your hair, you braid it really tight on the right side, your hair is just loose. That's like very 80s inspired. You know, celebrities like Carmen Electra to, you know, Kate Bosworth, Kristen Stewart, Bella Thorne, who's really young, they all do the side braids. And I got to be honest with you, I actually tried this look on myself too. I'm 30, but it's so much fun to do. And as long as you have fun with it, any age you could pull it off, whether you're 18, whether you're 12, whether you're in your 30s.
I love the side braid.
No, wait, Dave,
I do too.
We ought to drop her from the show right there. She's 30. She doesn't even remember the names I know. Just click. So, no, and you just covered the Teen Choice Awards, MTV Video Music Awards. I mean, what were some of the other things you saw there and how it influences them? Because, I mean, it's amazing to watch. Well, I've got a son that's just starting college, but it is amazing to see all these trends. What do you see are some of the latest trends?
The latest trends, which I actually really love and I sport myself, is the ombre hair color. A lot of celebrities are following this trend. And ombre is basically when it's dark on top and it gets lighter on the bottom. It's the California beach look. You know, big stars that have this look, Khloe Kardashian, you know, Beyonce had it and she just cut her hair short so she doesn't have it anymore, which that's going to be another big trend, the bob, and a lot of people calling it the lob, which is the longer bob. But ombre is really, really big. A lot of, like, stars have been sporting this for years, and it's not going out of style anytime soon. This is that one trend that's really stuck, and it's sticking for good.
That's the ombre one, the one that's sticking, or the
lob? Ombre, yeah. And, you know, the ombre is not only for hair. The trend, a lot of people are doing the ombre lipstick, where it's, like, the lip liner is, like, darker, and inside it's lighter, and that's very 90s, if you guys remember that trend in the 90s. And ombre nails are really big, too, where it's kind of, like, light on the bottom, tip by your cuticle, and it gets darker on top. So ombre everything.
Well, you know what's so convenient about the ombre is that if you have dark hair and then you dye it light, as it grows out, you don't have to be touching up your roots all the time.
Yeah,
actually,
and
getting
that is
a trendy hairstyle.
And that is a good point, because I actually have the ombre hairstyle, and I got to be honest with you, I used to go and do my roots like every month when I was a blonde, and now it's, you know, my tips are blonde, but my top is dark, and I haven't like touched up my roots in months. It's great. You save a lot of money.
Well, that's always nice.
Let's talk about like some of the wardrobe trends now. Now here I'm going to date myself, because when I was in high school, it was the members only jacket was the big thing. I remember when that came out.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, that was hot.
And, okay, Diana's being kind, like she even knows what I'm talking about.
Saved by the Bell. I remember Zach Morris had the members only jacket. Yes.
Okay, Saved by the Bell was after me, but anyway. So what do you see are some of the latest fashion or wardrobe trends? Like what else? Like
you know, one of the biggest trends we're seeing right now is crop tops. And Rihanna and Miley Cyrus are the ones who started this trend. And it's basically the tiny tops, and you wear it with these like harem pants, and the pants are very baggy. And it's interesting because these harem pants are not only made for women, but men are wearing harem pants as well, like Justin Bieber and Will and Jaden Smith. And it's kind of like the MC Hammer
pants. MC Hammer. You took the words out of my mouth. MC Hammer. That's exactly what I thought.
MC Hammer pants. But it's not as exaggerated, and it's kind of like tight on top and it's baggy and then tight on the bottom. I remember the MC Hammer pants was just like a mess. It was all over the place. It was like a parachute.
Oh, it was.
But it's a little bit more different. But
I still have mine.
You still have yours? Well, bring it back from the dead. Bring sexy back.
I don't believe it.
Instead of the lob, I'm bringing back bald, and I'm bringing back the MC Hammer pants.
And also another trend, you know, I got to talk about this trend, which is coming back. But do you guys remember the Nirvana flannel jackets and like, you know, wearing the Doc Martin shoes with leggings? That style is actually coming back, and you see this on the runway right now. Currently on the runways, it's all about Nirvana's influence in the 90s. So that is back from the dead as well.
I like the grunge look.
Look, yeah, it's fun, right? And you know what's interesting? Because a big trend among teens is chalking hair, and that's very grunge. And chalking is really big, which is like they take chalk, color chalk, and they paint the hair with the color chalk, and you can wash it in a day and it's gone. And they've actually, like, some companies have, like, created, you know... Yeah, I know. You're laughing, Gray. You're like, I'm chalking. But
I chalked mine with tips of gray.
Well, I think David's thinking, what are these crazy young kids doing today with the chalk in their hair?
When did I become an adult? Oh, my gosh.
Well, you want to laugh? Okay, so Rihanna recently chalked her hair gray. Oh. I know. There's no one speaking right after that. All right, there was a pause.
Well, I was thinking more the storm look.
I don't know what it's. Maybe we could name it after you. Your luck, like you're setting the trend.
Yeah, I'm set. Trust me, I'm setting it. My hair looks chalked right now with traces of gray. What I'm hearing is a lot of the trends from when I was younger, just a few years ago, is coming back. Just maybe a little bit of a twist.
Yeah, it's coming back with a little twist. The chalking came out from like stars like Pink and Nicki Minaj and Selena Gomez and Paris Hilton. They were, you know, adding tips at the end of their hair that was colored, or, you know, just adding one strand of like pink in their hair. And kids have really taken a liking to this trend, like teens, and what they're doing is they're just chalking it, getting a color chalk of pink and, you know, just painting a strand of their hair. And they can wash it in a day so the parents won't get mad, and it's gone. So it's a fun way for them to do it. But
I think it's
here
cool.
comes, but, the, you know, the mature adult in me. It's kind of dangerous because a lot of them have, like, chemicals in there, and it actually can be really bad for your hair.
Ooh, good point.
Okay, we're running out of time, so check out Diana's website, revnewmedia.com. And as we say goodbye, I want to say happy birthday to Diana. I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.